There's a beautiful hymn, we oftentimes will sing at Mass. It's based on the writings of the prophet Isaiah, where God says to us, "Turn to me, O man, and be saved. For I, the Lord, am your God. There is no other, none beside me. I call your name." And this is something that Jesus expects of us each and every day. Jesus expects daily conversion from us, to turn back to him and to be saved. He is God, we are not. He is the Lord, there is no other. And he calls us to this conversion every day. In baptism, we all had our first conversion. In baptism, we proclaimed our faith in the gospel, and in doing so, made that first act of conversion in turning toward the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in a renunciation of sin and profession of faith in him and in the church. In that, we found forgiveness of sin, and we also received the gift of a new life. But that was then, in the past. We had a calling, and a response was made. Now, calls for our attention and our subservience are still being made, day by day, minute by minute, from Christ, obviously, but also from Satan, from the world, and even from deep within ourselves. In listening to and answering Christ, what do? We surrender all of our personal freedoms, our wants, our desires, and we do this in exchange for him. And interestingly enough, in following his way, in believing his truth and living his life, we find an even deeper and greater freedom, a freedom for goodness, a freedom to do what is right and discover true happiness and joy. We surrender all of our wants and desires for his will and his commands, and then we find perfect peace and fulfillment. Satan and the world, on the other hand, want us to be self-fulfilled and self-willed. They want us to be self-determined. And in obeying no one else but ourselves, what do we find? We find no freedom, even though it was promised to us. In listening to the ways of the world apart from Christ, we find no peace. We find no joy. There is no fulfillment. Instead, as we see over and over again in the world that has ignored Christ, there's nothing but sadness and anger and frustration. Why? Because Satan lies. He is the father of lies. And so does the world that worships and serves him. And, of course, how often we're able to lie to ourselves. But God cannot lie. He is truth. God does not lie. Jesus is truth. And it's in his image that you and I are made. And in Jesus, that image of ours, which has been damaged by sin, is restored. Restored to the image that God intended from the very beginning. An image of true, rational, abstract, and spiritual thought, coupled with a free will that can choose to love unconditionally and to show mercy, forgive, as well as receive love and mercy and forgiveness. In a word, the image of God, as it is in us, is an image of holiness. Brothers and sisters, to gaze into the face of Jesus Christ is to find out exactly who we are and everything that we are called to be, created to be, and meant to be. I'll say that again. To gaze into the face of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is to find who we truly are and everything that we are called and created and meant to be, sons and daughters of God. We heard St. Paul tell us in his letter to the Thessalonians, "Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, Zacchaeus in the gospel was a sinful man. He was a tax collector. He was hired by the Roman government to collect taxes from his fellow Jews for a pagan government, and was allowed to take some money for himself. These were not the most honest of people, and of course they would not look on with great esteem. He was an outcast. He was not well liked, not well loved, and he realized that in his life something was missing, something was wrong. Things were not aligned inside him as they should have been. No doubt he had heard about Jesus of Nazareth. He had heard Jesus' teachings, I'm sure. And he knew that Jesus had healed a blind man in his own city of Jericho. So Zacchaeus, likewise, wanted his own inner sight restored. He wanted his own spiritual blindness to be cured. And there was only one way. He had to see Jesus. And so, being a man short of stature who was not able to see Jesus because of the crowds, he swallowed his pride, climbs up a sycamore tree, and sees Christ. But then Jesus called out to him and says to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house." Brothers and sisters, you and I may seek Christ all we want, but in truth, it's Christ himself who is seeking out for us. He seeks us and calls out to us. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. And this is what makes our Christian faith and our Jewish faith before us stand out differently from every other religion in the world. It's that we believe in a God who is love. And we believe in a God who, through that love, instigates all things. He is the beginning of all things. He creates all things, and he does so out of love. And more than that, he loves his creation. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom tells us that. "But you have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins that they may repent. For you love all things that are, and you loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated you would not have fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved unless it had been called forth by you? But you spare all things because they are yours, O Lord, and lover of souls, for your imperishable spirit is in all things." In other religions, and in no religion at all, human beings grope around in the darkness, always searching for some meaning and purpose in life. And they create false gods of their own imaginations to worship and obey. But in the midst of all that, the one true God comes to us. He breaks all barriers and he calls out to us just as he did Adam in the Garden of Eden after committing the original sin. God calls us to repentance and he calls us back to love. As the psalm tells us, the Lord is faithful in all of his words and holy in all of his works. The Lord lifts up those who are falling and he raises up those who are bowed down. Let no one ever think that his sin is so terrible, his shame so great, that Christ does not love him and will not grant him forgiveness. I'll say that again. Let no one ever think that his sin is so terrible, his shame so great, that Christ does not love him, love you, and will not grant you his forgiveness. All he wants is us crying out back to him, responding to his call. Christ's mercy is in every way sure. Yes, he does rebuke sinners, little by little, warning us and reminding us of the sins that we've committed, so that we may abandon our wickedness and believe in him, trust in him, and be saved. Like Zacchaeus, brothers and sisters, may you and I always be aware of our own weak sinfulness, acknowledge our guilt, but have faith. Climb up the tree, swallow your pride, and see Christ Jesus. Open your heart to him, open your home to him, that he may come and stay with you. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. The best way not to be shaken out of our minds or to be alarmed about our impending death or about the Lord's judgment at that time or whenever he comes again at the end of time is conversion, daily conversion. Turning away from temptation, turning away from Satan, turning away from the world, even ourselves, and seeking always the face of Jesus Christ. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate to all of his works. May we praise his name forever, our King and our God.